Also with us today in the studio, Stop, Drop, Rewind. And we have all four guys here.
Yes, we do.
Howdy.
We all made it.
You all got here.
Nobody froze.
All right.
The holidays.
I almost froze.
All right, Andy. Yes. I'm going to put you on the spot first, get a little closer to the mic, and introduce to who everybody who's here with us and what they play.
I am Andy, and I play drums.
Wow.
I'm Josh, and I play guitar.
Cool. I'm Chris. I play bass, and also I sing.
And he looks like Buddy Holly.
And, Wii U. I look just like Buddy Holly.
And I'm DJ Crenson, and I play guitar, and I sing as well.
Now, DJ, you were missing last time, weren't you?
I was missing last time.
You were MIA, but you're here now.
I'm found.
All right. Now, let's talk about Stop, Drop, Rewind. Andy, you have your hands in multiple bands. You run your own music entertainment company, and it seems like every time I turn around, I see you on the drums.
Yep.
No matter whether it's funk.
That happens to me a lot. All the time.
You know, it could be funk. It can be rock. It can be jazz. It can be anything. And there's Andy keeping the beat.
Yep, trying.
So you're a very busy man.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. In New York City, a fire in an apartment building in the Bronx has killed 12 people, including four children. Jessica Gould of...
Thank you, Lori.
Back to you, Tom.
Throwing it back to Tom in the studio. Stop, Drop, Rewind with us. And again, Andy, you we were talking about how you keep so busy. So tell us about what exactly you do. And Stop, Drop, Rewind. We'll focus back on that.
What I do in Stop, Drop, Rewind, or
no, what you
do
in general, and then how much focus you're allowed with all that going on for Stop, Drop, Rewind.
Well, I've always wanted to be a professional musician first and foremost, and so you know, a lot of musicians will tell you that when you start playing live, you know, it's kind of like it's all based on referral and who you know. But it's kind of like a rabbit hole. You know, mm-hmm. like one person will lead you to this guy, and this guy will lead you to this lady who will direct you
it's
to...
Like connect
you
know. The dots.
Yeah, it's like connect the dots. You know, you see somebody that you're eventually going to play with, probably, and you kind of work towards that. So since 2013, I guess, I've just been building up my career. The reason I started with Stop, Drop, Rewind was because I was playing, backing up so many people... up until 2015, I wanted to do an original project again because I hadn't done one since college or maybe even earlier. And so I was really looking for a group that I really enjoyed the music, I really enjoyed their writing process, you know, and that I could really express what I wanted to do, and that gave me a lot of freedom. And, you know, that was them. They happened to be putting an ad out online at the same exact time I was looking, mm-hmm. and so I messaged them. I did try out for them several years prior to that, and we were going to play together, but I was not in the right position to do it at the time, so I wasn't where I was in 2015 when I was.
You also
started
you didn't
playing
have you didn't have a leg.
Yes, so that's right. I had broken. I was.
It's hard
bad,
to drum that way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was in a bad car accident in college, and I was still recovering from it.
It's also hard to hump your drums.
To what?
To hump your drums, you need to bring them in.
Oh, okay.
Hump the gear.
I did not know what you meant.
That's an old term.
What happens behind closed doors, you know?
So, yeah, you know, nobody in a band ever wants to help the drummer carry the drums out.
Oh, but these guys are great.
Oh,
really?
That's a fascinating thing that you just said. My entire setup, I can make it in the car in one trip, and then here's my entire life. Oh, here you go, Andy. Here you go, Andy. I do a lot of those gigs with Andy also. So I spend a lot of time setting up the drums.
Yes, these guys are very
humping
good
the
about
drums all over
humping
the, place.
The drums.
Yes, now, me and Chris both hump the drums together. And Josh has recently gotten in on the humping as well.
Josh, you're a drum humper now?
Chris.
It's in my blood.
Anyway, Chris, you and DJ actually kind of put the band together, right?
Yes.
Originally?
To an extent.
Okay. Andy, is there a mystery in there or what?
No.
Okay.
We just were lonely young people. And so we've
That's
started the band.
The drums, right.
This is going to be our 18th year in a
wow.
band coming up.
Yeah. The two of you?
Yes,
together.
And we've done.
You barely look past 18.
We actually were twins, and we look nothing alike if you haven't seen us. I'm 28. We're 28.
Okay.
So
you started when you were 10?
Yeah, yes. Like sixth grade, so you're 10, 11, 10.
Wow.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It is where we're from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You start things young where they're from. So how, you know, when did Andy get drug into this? And
2015.
Okay.
So we'd already been we've done most of pretty much whatever, because DJ played drums initially and sax, and I also play guitar. So we in addition to being an original like rock and like punk rock type bands since 2000, we've also done like church band and marching band and
jazz
big band and combo and like singer songwriter type stuff. And
okay,
yeah, I had a project in college where Chris was the drummer in my backup band.
Wow, so you guys all play drums?
Yeah,
varying degrees.
Yeah. Okay, various styles.
Not like Andy, but yeah.
Okay,
Chris. I would say Chris was good enough for me to take in a frat house basement and not be embarrassed by the products we put forth.
But then everybody's drunk in a frat house basement.
No comment.
So it doesn't really matter.
Including the drummer.
There you go. So when did Jason get on board?
Do you mean Josh?
Josh, I'm sorry.
That's my uncle.
That's your uncle. You guys all look alike.
I know we do.
You have the same facial structure.
Yeah.
That's last October, right, Josh?
Yes. That was somewhere. Yep. Last October is when I joined.
We had to wait for him to turn 21.
I know.
Which happened in July.
Yeah, they kept their eye on me for a little while. And,
okay.
You we know, discovered
probably still
you.
Do.
That's kind of weird.
We They're discovered like, you, Josh.
We need somebody else to hump the drums. So that's kind of what happened.
That's going to be the running joke today, isn't
it? Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah, it's totally going to end today.
So it went from a three-piece to a four-piece when Josh came on board.
Yeah.
We were a four-piece before Andy. Okay. It's always supposed to be a four.
We've been down to two members and kept the band going, just the two of us doing acoustic shows for a couple of years. But
we were a duo from 2005 to 2007, acoustic duo, and then again from 2013 to 2015 as Stop, Drop, Rewind, and we were a duo.
What's with the name?
It was supposed to be something completely different in college. So that's just what we named it.
Okay.
We were going to be like a dance pop band, and that kind of sounded like that, and now we're not that at all.
Yeah, once I moved out here to join, it kind of became more serious than it was originally intended to be.
Yeah.
But we stuck with it. I don't know, we went with the name. We think it still fits, even though it is a completely different product than originally intended.
And speaking of product, you guys have a brand new CD that's coming out. When is it coming out?
January 26th of 2018.
It's called Element and Aftermath. It'll be a full-length album, our first one.
Element and Aftermath. And there's a song I've got queued up here called Guts. I assume that's on there?
Guts actually is on there. It was on our previous release, Polarity, as well, but we liked it so much we wanted to give it some new life. So,
new recording or same recording?
Same recording. A little like bit of an updated mix and master on it.
Polarity was an EP, so it was like a, you know, it was kind of a demo of what was to come. And so that was one of the most popular songs that we've had on that album, so we decided to bring that forth to when we start pushing us nationally.
All right, let's play it. This is Guts. It's Stop, Drop, Rewind. We'll be back with the guys after this. We'll be right back.
feeling like home again. With the taste of blackberries and gin in her mouth. Tell progress it has to wait. If you're so.
Clothes you wind up with? Is that the line that was in there?
It kind of.
At the clothes.
At the clothes like you're wearing. Clothes like at the end. At the
okay.
You end up with those, I was like, you end up with,
were you swapping clothes in that song? I mean, I just, the clothes you wind up with.
I was like, what? Yeah, at the end.
Okay.
You wind up with those who understand you.
Very good.
I was just going for a rhyme.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, I caught it.
Yeah, yes.
Just the wrong version of the word. Stop, Drop, Rewind is my guest. We have lots of fun in here. Chris is with us, DJ Andy, and Josh.
Yes.
And that's off the soon-to-come-out album Element and Aftermath. And again, that's the same version that was on the EP with a little bit of tweaking.
That was the version off of the EP Polarity, but there will be a remaster, as they say, on Element and Aftermath. We kind of did. We mixed things up with our end this time, so really, like, people aren't, you know, you're not going to notice it out. But we're doing some different PR things, and we're working with a management company called Anger Management out of LA now as well, and then Cyber PR out of
New York,
to push the full length Element and Aftermath, which comes out in January. So we wanted to, with having been around for a while, like we talked about, you always kind of. Because, like, there's people who've come to see us for, like, years now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, five years to pushing to a decade. Because we've been out here. DJ and I have been living in Indiana for 10 years now, almost. And you see various kinds of media struggle with how to keep people who already like it and then also do new things, right? So then there's eternal debates with sequels.
Right.
The big one right now being Star Wars, and everybody's all in a uproar, or they love it, right? But keeping people who already like what you do around. It's not even about keeping them happy. It's like I'm glad that they like it, and I want them to still come around.
So is it hard? I mean, you find that a lot of fans don't want the bands per se to grow in their sound. They want to keep it the same old, because that's what they like.
I would not pretend that we're remotely big enough to have that problem. But you see that with large.
Well, acts, I hear that about the new U2 album.
Yes, or with any new, because people, what you like about music when it's a really really big band and you don't know the people in the band is more your experiences that you had while you were listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
You like the music, but what people really, really get attached to is how they felt and, like, you know, what they smelled and who they were with and what they were doing. And so when new music comes out, you literally cannot feel the same, because it's a year later or 2 years later. And so you're never going to get that feeling of...
You smell worse or better.
Yeah, or,
with,
you know,
different people.
Or your car that you listened to, it broke down and your car is gone. So you're never going to have that driving around with your... It's never going to be, you know, 2003 and whatever brand new album came out again, or whatever year it is, right?
Right. As artists, and any of you can jump in on this, again, just because they're the flavor of the day at the moment with the new album, the new U2 doesn't sound anything like the old U2. It's almost more closer to Coldplay or something like that. I kind of like it, because it's like, if I want to hear U2, I don't necessarily want to hear another retread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather hear them progress, and if I want to hear the old sound, I'll go back and listen to one of the old albums. Now, as an artist, is that something that you guys strive for? I mean, from your perspective, a lot of fans are argumentative about that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, every album we get closer, I think, to sounding like us.
So is this a snapshot of who you are now?
Well, that is actually the concept of Element and Aftermath, since it's our first album that's going to be in the national spotlight and that we're pushing. It's kind of like a snapshot of, yes, who we are now, different sides of us. Each track is a little bit different, and each track feels a little bit different, because there are different sides of our personality as a band as a whole, you know?
Okay.
But each album that we make, or each EP that we make, we also refine what works and take out what doesn't, you know, and we refine our sound. We get closer to it sounding more like us, you know.
Plus,
that's the best way I could describe it.
You grow. We grow as people too. You listen to new music, and you have new, like, life experiences and perspectives on things. So you can't. I mean, you couldn't. Even if we tracked Polarity again, it would not. It still wouldn't sound the same, because you'd make slightly different
choices. Yeah.
We also, I would say, we get a little bit more leeway with that, because we do. We don't. We're not really like a pop act. We're a progressive, like, rock band. So people expect change, right? Where if you're Taylor Swift or U2 or a...
Who has also changed her sound.
Yeah, yes. Taylor's dead. I don't know if you heard.
Correct.
And we will mourn her today.
But I guess that's not a great example. But you know what I'm saying, where pop acts are... There's a slightly
almost
more,
cookie cutter.
Yeah. Slightly more narrow realm of possibility. Or they have to do the Taylor Swift thing, where she kind of goes in and out of favor depending on the year, which, I mean...
I find it interesting that you use the word progressive, because in my generation, progressive was your King Crimsons, your Rush, your things like that. I still find you guys have a very strong pop feel. So I think of you as a pop rock band. You call yourself progressive rock. Is it just our generational gap, or...
A lot of people describe us actually as like a mix of Rush and Fall Out Boy, and that's kind of the line we're always trying to find out. We're always trying to find out, where's that line for each song? Where's the line of, obviously, the song we just played, Guts, was a lot more progressive than something like this next single you hear, I Was a Portrait, which is a lot more poppy. But, you know, we're always kind of playing with that line. We're always looking for ways, and that's actually something that attracted me to the band in the first place when I was looking for original group, was I wanted to do something that was fun and that had a lot of it was kind of complicated, but at the same time was able to be related to in a pop sense. So you can relate to it as a layman listener, but if you kind of dig beyond the surface, you can find little pockets of hidden things in there each time you listen, where it's different.
At least that's the idea.
That's the idea.
That's kind of what we
Well, I mean, and that's what happens too. You know, I hear a lot of people say that about our music, is that they can listen to it over and over because, you know, they can find something different about it each time.
Element and Aftermath is the album. It's a full length, and you're releasing it January 26th and 27th, that weekend, with two parties. Let's talk about the parties. Where are they at?
Friday, January 26th, will be our actual official album release. It will go live on iTunes and Spotify and I think Pandora and all of those internet places on that day. And we'll be celebrating at Front Porch in Valparaiso with a couple of our friends' bands who have been there for us along the way.
So that'll be an all-ages show because that's kind of the coffee house.
That will be an all-ages show. Yep, we wanted it to be an all-ages show so that everybody could come.
Now, do you have a young demographic? I mean, your music is very youth appealing. That's why I'm wondering.
Yeah,
you got a lot of under 21ers.
We have a mixed demographic.
Yeah.
It's not about being like a bar. I don't know.
We came up with all ages shows.
Yes.
Not that we invented them. Like when we were. Right
here. Ladies and gentlemen.
I heard NPR was fake news, so I could just make stuff up. When we were growing up in the music scene back in Baltimore, where we're from,
they were all ages
shows every weekend. You know, we would go to church basements all over the state and see local bands that we liked. And there were a ton of great local bands at that time. So I think the scene is inherently appealing, at least at that stage, to a younger demographic, like you were saying.
Okay.
So I think that we try to sort of walk the line between, like, the people who are interested in the scene when they were 18 and we were 18, and now we're all, like, 28.
Mm-hmm. So old.
they tell us all the time at shows.
They want to hang out in bars and get drinks and dance and whatnot.
But the next show is a bar, right?
Yes, no.
On the 27th?
No, those are both all-ages shows.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's for the same reasons as D, but that's important to me and us,
me, yeah.
I assume, yeah, to have it be, you should have somewhere to go to do something if you're under 21.
Mm-hmm.
And there are not a lot of all ages venues right now. It's all pretty like maybe somebody's house has something, which is cool, but it's,
yeah, house shows are fun, but
yeah.
We miss having a go-to all ages spot.
Keep up with the band. Easy to remember. StopDropRewind.com. No dashes, no periods, no nothing in the website. StopDropRewind.com. We're talking about Element and Aftermath. They are a region band that is starting to go national with this new album. They're going to be hitting all over the country. And let's play the new single. Tell me about the single.
It's called I Was a Portrait. On stage, I like to say it's because it's about having used to have been a portrait.
So concise, DJ.
Yeah, no, that's what I do. Concise. We recently shot a video for it with Manuel Roldan. He's great. He's from around here and sings in a band called Detour North, and he shot that for us.
Is it a performance video?
No, it is a full-on music video with a superhero plot.
Who plays the hero?
We don't know her.
A nice.
Oh, it's a girl's
girl. Hero. Did a really good job.
Yes, a very friendly,
Gal Gadot,
and gifted young lady.
Yeah. You might know her from that movie Wonder Woman. Affordable.
It was Scarlett Johansson, wasn't it? Was that Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, that's it. Looked just like her.
Yeah.
She grabs people by the head with her legs and throws them on the ground.
And on that note, we will play the new single. This is "I Was a Portrait." Stop, Drop, Rewind. More with the guys on the other side.
Sky. So much space I can hardly remember. Didn't know I'd known you all this time. Touch your face when the color breathes and chills your spine. Went outside that morning after sleeping. Wasn't born in the daylight in my eyes. What
you're thinking. Sometimes I'll do a lot just to be alone. Tend to your garden till it's overgrown. I know what you're missing. That loneliness pours out of you all the time. I'm the shape of your void, you're the shape of mine. I know what you're thinking. I know that there's no reason you feel alone. That's the reason I feel alone. Chains in the rain, all weathered together.
Was a portrait. That's new music. Stop, Drop, Rewind off Element and Aftermath, and that is the sequel, I guess, to I Was a Polaroid.
Yeah.
Back to those drums again.
That's the prequel to I Was a Polaroid.
There you go. That's good stuff. Now that's brand new.
Yes.
Yes. That we did a music video for that. Came out 3 weeks ago, like today.
Yep. Is that on your website, stopdroprewind.com?
Yes, it
is.
It
is on all of our websites.
Okay, how many do you have?
I mean, all over social media.
Okay.
You know, it's on YouTube, it's on our Facebook page, it's at stopdroprewind.com, which is the best one.
Of course. Yeah. Now, the dates are on here too, correct? All these dates we're talking about?
Yes, they are.
And
if you listen to us on Spotify, the tour of the shows will pop up as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Technology is wonderful.
We were just talking with Jimmy Sarr about that, the changing face of the record business per se. And he was saying he thinks that, you know, a year or two from now, we won't be doing CDs. We'll be doing stuff on memory sticks. And, you know, the downloads are the big deal right now. Where do you see music going as young Turks, as we like to say?
I think the streaming is probably the thing that will win out because it's so convenient. You know, a lot of people complain about the streaming and how, you know, and how it bankrupts artists, and it kind of does at this point because nobody has really figured out how to make it a viable source of income, I guess, or
well,
how to
I
use
mean,
it in there.
Google and Spotify figured out that they can make a bunch of money off
it.
Yeah, but the artists haven't yet.
Well,
yeah. But, you know, every time something like this happens every 10 to 15 years, right?
Right.
The format comes out and people have to, the music industry has to scramble to figure out how can we make money off this or how can we keep this going. You know, and that's just what has to happen now. You got to be innovative and figure out a better business model. Because, you know, as a music listener, streaming is great. You know what I mean? I've got my phone and I've got my Apple Music subscription and Spotify subscription. And when I teach lessons and everything, I can pull up anything any student wants to hear or wants to try to play in the blink of an eye. It's wonderful. I can add songs to a online library to where I can access to any of my devices. You know, That's the future to me.
I just got into this whole streaming weird technology thing. I won one of those disc things where you talk to it, Alexa, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And now I get up in the morning, I'm Alexa, Miles Davis, Sketches of Spain. Boom, it's there.
Right.
I mean, for me to go find the CD and then get my butt out of bed, first of all. You know,
and the quality is
always, I like it.
The quality is always there.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Josh, you had, had something to say.
You know, as much as we're talking about, like, all the streaming and all, like, Spotify and, you know, like YouTube, iTunes, whatever. I would honestly, personally, give it more than 2 years. I mean, I have noticed that a lot of people still do like physical copies of things.
I'm one of those.
You know, not even just older people. I know a lot of people that are.
That was a backhanded compliment.
Easy, Jeremy. All,
yeah. No. Whoops. No, I mean, every, you know, I've noticed that there's a lot of people, you know, especially in our demographic for the entire band that like physical copies. And
are you one of those? You're the youngest of the band.
I am. You still like physical? I love physical copies of stuff.
Okay.
I like to.
What about vinyl? I mean, a lot of vinyl coming back.
That has
and
to
I
come
understand
back.
A lot of the youth are buying it at $40 a disc.
That's
and
like
I paid $2.99 for it.
Market.
I don't know if that's like.
I think
a,
so. I don't even know if those are. I mean, they obviously play, but I'm not sure they're for listening. I think they're like collectors.
No, people do and that's like vinyl listening parties too. It's like. A lot of industries have, like, beer and wine and distilling and, like, food. And so the music got – the vinyl, I think, is a
– it's just a little niche.
For the discerning ear.
And it's for – it's if you're interested in that, too. They'll have people – you know, they'll do vinyl, like, listening parties.
Well, I'm thinking that Josh grew up with a lot of vinyl around him because I know his dad and his uncle.
Not really.
No.
No.
I could picture we never those guys had, with a giant collection.
We never had a record player in the house. I do remember going to like a garage sale and picking one up myself. It was like 50 cents. And,
wow.
But we didn't have a needle, so it couldn't work. but no, we actually didn't have a lot of that. There were a lot of CDs, though, and like cassette tapes, too, so that we had played. One specific cassette tape was the Weezer Blue album that my dad had years ago and I would listen to when I was like four. That's all I can remember of that.
Yeah, to me, Weezer's still a new band.
Yeah.
That tells me I'm old. I remember
that
being a Woodmont Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to remember the 90s wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't.
You know, really.
It's a 23-year-old album.
I guess.
Album's out of college already.
Wow.
That's true.
That album is disappointing.
Doesn't seem that long ago.
Yeah.
I think that one thing that people will buy CDs and vinyl for is just because they like to have a memento, you know.
Yeah,
they don't necessarily listen to them, you know. And the vinyl is cool because, you know, you've got the album artwork right there. It doesn't have a piece of plastic between you and the album artwork.
Are you guys doing vinyl? Are you looking at it?
Nah,
no.
Not at this time.
Not really.
That's not the
interest. We were thinking about maybe doing, you know, 10 or something to do a pre-order. You know, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll re-release Polarity on vinyl in like 8 years.
Yeah.
Do a 10-year anniversary edition. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, again, we just heard I Was a Portrait, which is the new single. How does the writing work? What is the chemistry within the band when it comes to creating the songs? Is there primary songwriters? Is it a group effort? Do you beat each other up in the basement? How does it work?
We definitely beat each other up in the basement.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get a house that has a basement first, and then we beat each other up in the basement.
Josh uses his perfect pitch to identify the pitch of the grunts, and that's the key of the song. It really is a true collaboration. A lot of the seeds of the songs come from one of the three of us for this album. Andy is really, really good at hearing what we do and being able to strain out all the extraneous garbage, you know, and really get to the bare bones of the song and find out what we're trying to say and, you know, build an effective song that way. But a lot of the music comes from Chris, and all of the lyrics come from me.
Okay. Now, Andy, you have a strong jazz background, and I hear a lot of the arrangements are pretty intricate in some of these songs.
Right.
Even for pop music, I mean, there's some pretty cool stuff going on in there. Is that a mainstay of your fingerprints on this stuff?
Pretty much. I mean, there's a lot of the stuff that most of what I do and that is the arranging and figuring out what is the most effective way to present this section, right? So something, if you put something right off the bat, it's not going to make as much an effect on somebody as if you build up to it, or if you make them feel like something interesting is coming, and then put it, because it needs to be placed, it needs to be packaged right, you know. And if it's not, then it's not going to make as much of an impact. And yeah, so I guess some of that comes from, you know, jazz arranging, pop arranging. I mean, that's what pop musicians have been doing for years. You know, they're very good about that. You know, that's why you hear so many four chord songs that have so many hooks built into them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can feel those and sing those, and they feel right.
A lot of newer songs that I'm hearing are not following the old rules, like verse, chorus, verse. Are you guys rebels in that way, too, as far as...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We like a lot of bridges.
Okay.
Bridges are nice.
There, we have, with what Andy said, it's about managing expectation, and this is some of like the progressive elements to it. Sometimes you need to do the form, that standard form, first chorus, bridge, and then like a chorus, right? Either because the song has a simpler idea, and so that's kind of how it would fit in there. Or the other side of that is if you're attempting something more complicated with another aspect of the song, so either thematically or musically, then if you put it in a context... People can't process a bunch of things all at the same time.
Okay.
Right? So if I throw something kind of dark thematically with a lot of complex harmonic motion at you, but I do it in a form that you intuitively understand, you will understand the more complicated elements of the song better.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay. You're not wondering what is about to happen next, right? So if it's a verse and a chorus and then a verse happens again, Now, sometimes we call stuff a verse and people can't tell what's going on in our songs, but we attempt to do solid, like, you can tell what the sections are. We also do kind of like our, whatever you want to call it, guts is a good, the SDR ramp, where it kind of starts with one thing and then spins out from there.
Right.
And, like, a similar type of idea might come back, but that song has only one section that ever happens two times.
Okay.
Which we call the chorus of that song, but it's... It kind of sets up the bigger section that happens after that, and then it double times out. So that's what I would say is like our SDR ramp. And then there's another song actually on the new album that uses a totally different, we kind of really played with it, song structure as well.
Where did you guys record? Is this home recordings? Or did you use a formal studio?
Yeah, we went to Roy Robley.
Okay.
Who is also a Hammond native. He's great. He did Polarity. He did our Christmas album. He's done a ton of local albums.
Which I didn't know you did a Christmas album. Although we have a Christmas song here. I did not know you did a Christmas album.
Oh, we did.
It is as absurd as you would imagine it would be. The song that you have is about a true story about how we killed a wizard and saved Christmas.
It's extremely true.
Not a metaphor. Some people are
if
like,
we have time, even though Christmas is over, I'm going to try to get to that because I thought that was a fun song.
It is.
I like wizards.
Well, not this
not
one.
Not this one. He was a bad wizard.
Yeah, he was mean.
But we snuffed him out, so no need to worry about that. I forgot completely what I was saying.
I don't know. Oh, no, you said Roy Robley is who we
Yeah, right. He's great. I would highly recommend going to work with him if you're a band in really any genre, but particularly this one, the rock idiom.
Mm-hmm.
That wants to do any recording.
Did he produce?
Yes, he did produce.
Yeah. As producer, what did he bring to the end sound? I mean, the producer's always like an added member to a group if he's a good producer.
He is our fifth Beatle.
Exactly. What did he bring that this album would sound different if he hadn't been your producer?
I always say he's our Brian Eno.
He doesn't know who Brian Eno is, though, so...
The Warm Jets.
He does
who
now.
Doesn't know who Brian Eno is?
Roy.
Oh, honestly, I know who
Brian Eno is. I was like, I know you know who that is.
No, Roy, we called him Brian Eno, and he said, who?
Huh? What?
We're big Talking Heads fans.
Big Talking Heads fans. But Roy helped us build the texture. He helped us build the tones that we wanted, and it was especially easy on this album because we have that background with him, and we're comfortable enough with each other now that, you know, if we were trying something that we thought was really good and it wasn't working—
He would tell
you. He does not beat around the bush. He's not rude. You know, he's not aggressive or hostile, but he will say, hey, you know, that's really not working. You should try something else there. And he has good suggestions for what to try. He has a good harmonic ear when it comes time to craft harmonies. Also really good at telling us what's not working there.
Now, Polaris was done in what, 2007, 8?
Polarity was done in
14.
2016.
It was a 16 release.
I don't know where I got 2007 or 8. Yeah, I knew it was a couple years ago. I'm in the wrong time zone.
Yeah.
Anyway, Josh, you weren't with the band then, were you?
I was not.
So what did Josh bring to the recording process, being the new member from the last album to now?
Shredding solos.
Yeah, there's more guitar solos because I was the other guitar player on that. And you can tell, I mean, Josh sounds really, really different. than me when he plays the guitar.
And he and I have distinctly different styles as well, so I think you can pick out kind of who's playing what the whole time, as long as you kind of know us or have seen us before.
Well, I've seen Josh play live, and sometimes he just kind of goes.
He does.
It's just like, drop the mic and go, you know, and he gets into it. I mean, you just,
we just
watching you on stage, I'm like, wow. He's like going to places this song wasn't supposed to go. But it's working.
He got you back.
Working.
There's the backhand.
He got you back. He got you back for the old comment. Josh is also like our second singer right now, too. So that I Was a Portrait, which we played, does not feature any of that.
No,
so,
I mean, he did write a lot of it.
It had the three-part harmonies.
Yeah, I had only sang on the choruses of that and the end where I was just harmonizing.
But there's some other songs that where Josh sings and I'm not singing.
The reason is because he can sing really high.
It's nice to have a freedom to write vocal lines that I can't sing, that I never have to sing.
Let's do another song. Do you want to do the Christmas song or you want to do Super Soldier?
We talked about
it. We can probably get both of them.
Okay.
Let's get
if we work really hard to squeeze them in. All right, let's do the Christmas song.
Okay.
And that's track number 3 on this mini CD I've got here, because, of course, the new CD will not be out until January 26th at Front Porch Music. Will be the first chance you get to purchase it. And you can keep up with the guys and find out all the dates and listen to more songs at StopDropRewind.com. This is Stop Drop Rewind Saves Christmas?
True story.
Yep, based on a very true story.
All right, listen to it.
Surely be dead, and we realized we had to pray together instead. spirit. All we had to do was work together all along. The riff from Casino Song.
If you enjoyed Christmas, thank these guys. They saved Christmas.
You're welcome.
In stereo, in triplicate. Stop, Drop, Rewind, and that's, is that on the new album? No, it's not a new album.
No, that's on our Christmas album that came out last year.
Well, I got to get a copy of that. I would have so played that over Christmas. And even though Christmas isn't here, we still played it.
The best part about Christmas albums is that it happens every year.
That's true.
So I can use that every single year.
And you can defeat the wizard for us every year.
Yep.
And the sun will come out, and the gifts will be there,
yes,
and the snow fights will commence. Good stuff. Stop, Drop, Rewind has a brand new album, Element and Aftermath, coming out January 26th and 27th with a pair of parties, one locally here at the Front Porch in Valparaiso. So get your coffee on with the guys. And then where's the other one at? Evolution. I'm not familiar with that place.
It's in Downers Grove, Illinois. It's a really cool, like, up-and-coming venue. We've seen a lot of really good shows coming up there with a lot of the
big place, little place?
Aggressively medium.
It's medium size for an all ages club.
Because Front Porch is kind of small.
Yes. Front Porch is kind of small. So, which is fine. And then the other one is kind of medium sized in Downers Grove. Evolution has a store in Tinley Park and a store in Wicker Park also.
Is it a record store?
It's a music store, and they teach lessons. And then also I think they all have an event space.
So I like that because it becomes the hub of the music community.
Yes, it does. Right.
And Front Porch and Dynamite and Griffith are very much like that, where people just hang out.
Yep.
I teach at Front Porch.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I teach bass and guitar there.
Okay. We were talking about the harmonies of the group and the vocals. Now, I understand you guys want to do something sans music here.
Yeah. We have a new single coming out in 2 weeks from today, actually, on January 12th. It's going to be called Main and Lincoln, after a restaurant that used to have a great beer special and then got tired of serving us.
Okay.
So they canceled the special.
You drank up all the profits or what?
We drank up all the profits. It was across the street from my old house, so I basically could just roll home. It's not important why.
Now, is this on the new album as well?
It is on the new album. The song is called Maine and Lincoln.
And it actually comes out the 12th, January 12th. There'll be a video.
On iTunes? And
iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Rhapsody, all that stuff.
On our website. And the video will be on our Facebook and on YouTube.
Is it an a cappella song?
It is not.
It is not.
We didn't bring any guitars today.
So we're going to recreate this magically in the studio.
We're going to attempt. We went to South by Southwest this year, and we came up with this arrangement of it at South by Southwest because at South by Southwest, if you haven't been before, there's tons of music stages all over the city.
Okay.
And there's everybody's in the streets trying to get you to go to their event, you know, trying to get you to go to their stage. And so we came up the idea of singing this a cappella, barbershop style, to random people in the street and taking a video. There's a video of this, of us doing this on our YouTube. It's really cool, actually.
All in Texas.
All in Texas, yeah.
Wow.
We're about to do it here in the snow.
Well, let's do it. This sounds fun. Hang on.
Oh.
I want a video too.
Okay. Oh, hey, that's a good idea.
Because this could be one for the record books here. All right. I'm not gonna live stream it. I'm just gonna video it.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I hope it's good. If it's not good, can we do it again?
maybe next time. All right, we're going.
Day drunk. That's what I'll be. If you walk away, you walk away. Walk away from me. Red-faced. My legs filled with jelly up to my knees. That's how I'll stay. That's how I'll stay. Let some Mets sat around my feet. And you just sit there glaring at me. At my face all dumb and happy. Cause there's nothing you can say to me no more. And as the wind picks up, I'll wonder at this rain cloud that I'm under. You're the lightning, I'm the thunder, let it storm.
You don't want to sing your solo, Josh?
You know, that would be actually an interesting bonus track to do it a cappella.
Oh, yeah.
On the album.
Oh, there you go.
Do the real version and then do the bonus one.
After 6 months of driving to Hammond three times a week, I'm pretty good on going
hey,
to Roy's.
Yeah.
Can we come over and record some more vocals?
No.
That was fun.
You want to hear a dude scream over a text message?
Now, you guys could actually do barbershop style. I mean, that's really good.
That's what we did. I mean, like they were just saying, and out in doing the South by thing out in Texas. I mean, we went around all of, around everywhere, like that South by Fest, every stage, pretty much, you know.
What was the response like? What did people? I mean, that's unique. I mean, people don't do that anymore.
People really enjoyed it.
It was mixed.
They did not come to see us.
But they took buttons from us.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're somewhere.
Some of them came to see
listening
us.
To this.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. It worked in a interacting with people and talking about the band advertisement way. Mm-hmm. It did not work as a direct advertisement for an event. So that's something that we have been thinking about how to make that work for this year.
Yeah, and we'll see if going back this year we get a little bit of like, oh, you were the guys that sang to us last year or something, you know.
Maybe if you dress up in like some weird outfits.
There's a great deal of that going on at South by Southwest already.
Yeah.
It is basically impossible to make a bigger spectacle of yourself than is already being made.
Instead of individual guys, we could all wear the leopard print banana hammock.
That was the guy.
There you go.
That was the inspirational guy.
I think that's where our money is going to come from.
I'm just saying. I saw a lot of it.
Matthew Sweet.
Yeah. Something, yeah. He was there.
Stop Jappery. Was he in a leopard print too?
Yes, he was. That was a real thing.
StopDrapRewind.com. You can find out more about these guys. Their music is fun. Their shows are fun. There's a lot of energy. And you can catch them January 26th. Front Porch Music in Valparaiso. The Evolution in Downers Grove, January 27th. More dates to come. You're looking at maybe doing something in Michigan coming up in the near future.
In February, yes.
Sometime in February. And what is your market range now as far as geographically speaking? You're from the region, but you guys are playing out quite a ways now, right? You're expanding your market?
We're trying. We had been doing some road dates in previous years when we had a full lineup. We did a bit of touring, I think. We mostly toured out east because Chris and I are both from Baltimore, so we have kind of a hub in Maryland where our parents will still let us sleep in beds and eat hot food and stuff.
So you have a place to go. Are the clubs there open to you guys?
Yeah, we had we did have some trouble booking Maryland last time. We ended up, our show fell through last minute, and we played in the hall of the church that Chris and I went to when we were in high school together. But, you know, I have had successful shows there that I've booked in the past, and I think we still have enough contacts out there, be they, you know, promoters or bands, mm-hmm. that we can get something fun together. You know, most of our friends also grew up and moved away, so it's tough to, like, get the old gang back together
right.
when we go to Maryland because they're more spread out than we are.
You've got new publicists, new management, did you say?
Yes.
So what is the game plan once Element and Aftermath comes out next month? What is the work plan? What is the business plan to get this album heard?
We will be regionally touring, like you were saying, in February on weekend runs. And so we've got some, like, you know, Indianapolis, Muncie, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Louisville, more Illinois dates as well. Maybe I'm working on St. Louis. Have some contacts there, but we haven't played there recently. So regional things like that. March will be South by Southwest again. And then we also have a week run with a band called Jounce. And it's, I guess he's a famous child actor.
Yeah, he was on a bunch of Nickelodeon shows. He was on all that. He was on...
what's his name?
Danny Tamborelli.
He also played Arnold on the Magic School Bus.
Chris is very excited.
Which I am very excited about.
How did you get that gig?
A friend of mine runs a booking agency out of New York City and kind of represents this guy. And, you know, he and I have been friends for a long time. He sends me bands out here that need shows, and I help them get shows oftentimes at the last minute. And, you know, I've booked his band a couple times and put him up dozens of times. So he tries to return the favor, you know, when he has a good opportunity that he thinks would do well with us.
Excellent.
I think that's how the industry should be. Yeah. You know, everybody helping each other. That's part of our mission statement is, you know, we help other bands help us. It's a community, you know, everybody believes in everybody and helps everybody, and it's good. It's nice.
What have we not talked about that we should? We are down to the wire.
You please do check us out online, stopdroprewind.com. Also, we're on Facebook. You can see lots of pictures of our face.
Whole book of
you can check us out on Instagram. It's still more pictures of our faces and occasionally some jokes, I guess. And then YouTube, we are on there as Stop Drop Rewind. You can watch our new music video for I Was a Portrait, which we played. Yep. And then you can also check out on all those places on January 12th. We have Maine and Lincoln, which we just sang, but there's guitars on it this time. That will be coming out, a nice lyric video from our friend Zach Krugman, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. And then we talked about the releases, which will be
26
very
and 27.
Fun. Yes.
And then watch the website for more dates to be announced. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank
Let's you.
Take it out with a final song. We'll get to as much of it as we can. This is Super Soldier, also on the album?
On Polarity.
No, it's on Polaris.
Polarity.
Yes.
All right. Stop, Drop, Rewind. You've been listening to Midwest Beat. I'm Lounges. I'm out of here. Adios.